the Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 13 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's a busy morning, and I'm so glad that you're able to be with us today. Each week between 10 and 11 o'clock, our Youth Expression Showcase features talented youth, sometimes as young as 3 or 4 or 5, and sometimes in their early 20s. Today we have somebody in the upper end of that age range, but within it, and it is a gentleman who has won the Young Artist Competition this year, sponsored by Pittsburgh Concert Society. And often we have pianists, we've had vocalists, marimba players, and others. I can't recall having an oboist with us before, but today that will be the case. And we'll talk with him in a moment after hearing his first selection, but I'd like to introduce you to Mark Debsky of Bethel Park High School, who today is featured during our Youth Expression Showcase. Mark, that was terrific. Mark Debsky, Bethel Park High School. What was the name of that piece?
The first movement of Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses for solo oboe, movement one, pan.
And when did you start playing oboe?
I started playing towards the end of fourth grade. I originally started on clarinet, but the oboe just kind of spoke to me.
Yeah, I was curious about that. I know some other oboe players that started on clarinet, too. And the oboe is an important instrument in orchestras, right? You're
right.
Usually the one who's tuned to. Are you concert master?
In youth orchestra, we rotate, so everyone really gets a chance to play principal and stuff.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm a senior in high school.
And have you thought about what you might want to do after graduation? I suspect you have.
Yeah, I have. I'd like to go into music performance. That's the plan right now.
Terrific. Do you know where?
Ideally, I'm really interested in the Curtis Institute of Music, but I'm looking at, you know, other schools such as Juilliard and Cleveland Institute of Music and stuff, places like that.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Would you like Before I forget, would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody?
Yes, please. I guess first I'd like to really thank my parents. You know, they take me to all my lessons and rehearsals and have always supported me at all my concerts. My first teacher, Holly White, for giving me such a strong foundation on the oboe. And my two current teachers now, Harold Smoller and Scott Bell, for always pushing me to be my best and making me strive for nothing but the best. And of course, Miss Tuma and the Concert Society for giving me such a wonderful opportunity to come here and play and speak with you guys. I truly appreciate it.
The oboe strikes me as an instrument that, I guess all musical instruments are challenging, but there's a certain, I don't know if unpredictability is the right word, but having the reed just right and the instrument itself sort of in the right maybe temperature or humidity conditions, is there a lot of variability as to the quality of tone you can produce depending on the conditions?
Yes. The reed is probably the biggest factor in tone production. Just the reed itself is always so unpredictable, you know. It's like walking on thin ice, kind of. You know, you think you have a good reed, but there's one little thing you might want to fix on it, and you have to be able to predict after you've tried to fix it what comes next, because there's always something else that could possibly go wrong. And, you know, temperature, especially cold weather, drives the oboe crazy, and too hot weather, you know.
Yeah, and this is all assuming that you're absolutely perfect and you never vary yourself. And, so there's the intersection of those two degrees of variability. What else do you like to do when you're not playing?
I'm in the ski club at school. I enjoy going skiing a lot. In the summer, I like to swim and hang out with my friends, but you know, a lot of my time is really spent on the oboe and studying for school and such.
I would imagine. Well, let's we'll talk a little bit after your next selection too. What would you like to play next, Mark?
I'd like to play the third movement of the Metamorphoses, entitled Niobe.
Once again, our pleasure during our Youth Expression Showcase to welcome Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition winner Mark Depsky. Really beautiful, just incredible. Have you ever thought of writing music?
Actually, I did. I was very interested in composition for a while. In sixth grade, My school band premiered a piece I wrote in our spring concert.
Wow. I don't know why, but I just had a feeling watching you play. Do you still have that interest?
Yes, I do. Not as much as I used to, but I still do enjoy composing music a lot.
And do you play other instruments or have interest in other genres?
I play English horn. That's really kind of an auxiliary instrument to the oboe. I played tenor sax in a stage band for a while, but really the oboe is for me, really. It's my instrument.
You know, when I mentioned, when I mentioned that you were coming on, I received a really nice email from a woman named Ivy Schramm, who mentions our daughter Sarah is a professional oboist in the Army Field Band in Maryland. They were recently in Pittsburgh, and the wonderful support Pittsburgh gave her is what helped her become an oboist. And they lived in Pittsburgh for 10 years. They're now based in Boston, and Sarah is based in Maryland, but they were really happy to know that you were coming down to play, and you just sound terrific.
Thank you.
If you have any comments for Mark, feel free to use our instant input service at slbradio.org. We'll pass them along to him, or you can write us at slb@slbradio.org. Is there anything else before your last song that you had wanted to say or pass along?
Just again, thank you to everyone who has always supported me. I truly appreciate everything you guys have done for me.
We've linked to the Pittsburgh Concert Society's webpage. You can go to pittsburghconcertsociety.org. Perhaps you're a musician that would like to participate in next year's competition. Mark, what would you like to close out with?
I'd like to play the fifth movement again of the Metamorphoses entitled Narcissus.
Once again, the very talented Bethel Park High School senior, this is Mark Debski.
Thank you.
Mark Debsky. Mark, thank you very much for being with us. You sound great. Best wishes for continued success.
Thank you.
And thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for their support. And congratulations to Mark's parents, too, for supporting him musically. We're going to head out to a fair in the park, Mellon Park.